to the web has a link attached to it, which is a reasonably up-to-date article I just wrote about a month ago, which summarizes this situation. It's in HTML, so you can browse it, and you will find a link to it when you go to the website for these foils. This actually projects this whole scenario through to the year 2007, because in the year 2007, the top supercomputers will have performances around a so-called petaop or petaflop. If you're an op is a flop is a floating point operation, an op is an operation. Peta means 10 to the 15th, so that's 10 to the 15th operations per second. If you think ahead to the year 2007 and sum up all the PCs around the world, you will then you can easily convince yourself that the total power of that inverted commas computer is 10 to the 18th operations per second. Now, that doesn't say that you should ignore these machines going at 10 to the 15th operations per second, because they're closely coordinated and work on the same problem. And if these machines at the bottom are busily delivering digital video to everybody's homes, that may not be a very useful application which generates a great value from them working together. But there is it's meant to illustrate the huge potential that is possible just because of the power of all these machines. Because as I think I mentioned in the first lecture, every consumer device is effectively having the same chip technology in it. Workstations and PCs are consolidating in their technology. PCs and video games are consolidating. SGI is making the microprocessors used in Nintendo's video game controller, and so on. So everything is the same technology. The only difference is, in a high-end computer, you package a lot of them together. In the very smallest system, which is currently a video game system, probably it's the smallest real system, you have a single scaled-down chip.